running for his life.
Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Good morning.
And Dr. John H. Watson. I'm very glad to meet you, sir.
Sir Henry?
Sir Henry. I don't think I'm ever going to get used to that. I've enjoyed your stories no end, Doctor.
Oh, very kind of you.
Oh, I mean it. And you know, it's a funny thing. If Mortimer here hadn't brought me round to you this morning, I might well have come on my own. I've got a little puzzle for you, Mr. Holmes.
Indeed.
Sir Henry's had a rather disturbing letter.
Oh, I wouldn't call it disturbing. It's just some kind of damn fool prank.
May I see it?
Sure.
Thank you. Sir Henry Baskerville, Northumberland Hotel, posted in Charing Cross yesterday evening. Who knew you were staying at the Northumberland?
No one. That's the puzzle.
Fascinating. Watson?
As you value your life or your reason, keep away from the moor. Words cut out of a newspaper. And anonymous, of course. Here.
Thank you. I think we can draw a few conclusions about the sender.
We can?
He's an educated man who wanted to hide his intelligence. He's almost certainly staying in a cheap hotel, but possibly not alone. And, of course, you know him, Sir Henry, or soon will.
Dr. Watson doesn't exaggerate your powers, Mr. Holmes.
Oh, you'll find that paper and envelope in 100 low-grade hotels. The message was put together hurriedly and clumsily. He was afraid of being interrupted, so he didn't have a room to himself. The address is scrawled in capitals, but the message uses words cut from the Times, not a paper you'll find in the hands of the illiterate.
But how can you say that Sir Henry knows the man?
Why else disguise his writing? Hello, what's this?
What?
Nothing. Sir Henry, has anything else happened to you since you arrived in London?
Why, no.
Have you noticed anyone following you or watching you?
I seem to have walked right into a dime novel. Look, I want to know what's going on here. Mortimer won't tell me a damned thing.
He was acting on my advice.
Well, I'm tired of everyone knowing more about my affairs than I do.
Then I suggest that the two of you return to the Northumberland and go over the whole business. Watson and I will join you for lunch, and you can give us your reactions. What do you say?
They're stopping again. No one else is.
I was certain... Oh, fool.
What?
I've been looking for someone trailing them on foot. You see that cab?
Which cab?
There we go. The one you're starting on again. That's our man.
I can't see inside. Can we get closer?
Of course we can. He won't be looking behind him.
Right, come on.
Wait. What is it? He's seen us. Oh, damn.
Driver, up there.
What made him look this way? Damn and blast the man. Did you see his face?
Dark glasses and a black beard.
That was probably false. Oh, damn, 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 damn. It was just bad luck.
Oh, bad management, more like.
All the blundering fools.
What a pity we didn't get the number of the cab.
You seriously imagine I neglected that? Number 2704.
Then we can speak to the cabbie.
We've got something. Blundering fool. Please, Sir Henry.
Don't you Sir Henry me, man. Just what kind of a place are you running here?
If you would just step into my office...
Oh, I'm not stepping anywhere. I want my property back and quickly, too.
Of course, Sir Henry. I'll see to it personally.
Oh, you damn well better.
Personally. Johnson, come here.
Have you some brother, Sir Henry?
Oh, hello, Doctor.
We, couldn't help overhearing, I'm afraid.
I guess the whole place heard me. Mr. Holmes...
Something's been stolen?
Lost, more like. Just one of my boots.
You've lost a boot?
Oh, brand new, too. Never been worn. It cost me $6. It'll turn up. I should have got steamed up about it.
Gentlemen, our table's ready.
Excellent. And after lunch, Watson can entertain us with the adventure of the informative cabbie.
It was the purest luck. We marched into the cab office to ask about 2704, and there the man was, coming off his shift. Roberts, rough-looking sort of chap, Welsh. And the fellow said, I've driven my cab these 7 years and not a word of complaint.
You seem to think I was trying to have him dismissed.
He changed his tune when we offered him half a sovereign, though.
Well, I've had a good day and no mistake.
And Holmes said, now, my good fellow, tell me.